Now, I am going to be speaking very, 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 very shortly to Masbo Q and Chinonso, who have been the auspicious honour, I suppose. Honour is not even the word, because it was their work that did it, but it's a good recognition of some excellent, excellent work. They are finalists for the Silver Scrolls this year, in good company too. I'm going to start now by playing a song that's off the same record, but not off the record, Rap Science, but not the song that we're talking about. We're going to build up, and then at the crescendo, at the beautiful big finale, I will play the song, and you'll all just be like, yeah, no wonder that is a finalist in this awards. So here is Physiology, and this song also features Chinonso, as does Talk, and here we go.
Rain on the roof, background sounds for the flames we produce. The morning counts down and we stay till the noon. Encased and consumed, and my lips still tasting of you. God's more than a myth, and I'm faced with a proof. Remember when we used to behave so aloof? Emotional chess, we was playing it cool. I would wait for your move, then attack with your favorite food in a place with a view. Galaxies collide, our stars went to war like Vader and Luke. Sparks fly, spaces intertwined, we was paving the route to the present day. Age we accrued and the pace is reduced. It don't make a difference, we remain for the youth. Aside from a little bit of pain in the glutes, lower back, hips, and an ache in the tooth. But I'm down for the ride, Mercedes or Sue, in a plane or canoe. To lay with a lake or a crate with a roof. Even if we fight, it's okay when we do. Either way, I'll be staying with you.
It's my physiology, loving with my whole body.
Well, I say it every time. I always feel so rude turning people's music down that I'm loving, but it's worth it to talk to you. I got on the phone here, Masbo Q and Chinonso. Kia ora.
What's up?
Congratulations. Your song Talk has made the finals of the Silver Scrolls, one of five amongst some pretty epic company. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels really good. It's nice to, you know, to, yeah, as you say, to be in company of fellow African New Zealand musicians who've been doing a lot of work for a long time, and yeah, slowly starting to really push through.
Yeah, that's amazing. And because, I mean, I was just about to say to you, I'm talking to you, Masbo Q, you have been working so tirelessly, and, you know, I think we first spoke maybe 10 years ago or more, and you have been putting in the mahi for a long time. And I think, you know, winning people over, tune at a time and show at a time, and it feels like this is well and truly overdue, but the moment has arrived, and, you know, Aotearoa music is finally kind of giving you some dues. I love it.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good for sure.
Yeah, which is not to say that you haven't been having some recognition around the world in recent years. You tell us a little bit about traveling the world as well.
Yeah. So in 2021, my TikTok started blowing up for a style of content where I would sort of communicate rap flow in the context of music theory. And so I kind of pulled on that thread a little bit and kept making videos in that vein. And that kind of spilled over to Instagram and wider social media, and then got on the radar of a few music theorists and music theory professionals in academia. And so I was invited over to guest lecture at a couple of universities in America, including Harvard and Berklee College of Music, and Louisiana State. And yeah, that was just an amazing experience for me, because as like a young musician in high school, I always looked up to musicians from Berklee. You know, that was always distant, unattainable dream for me. So to be there in a sort of lecturing capacity was quite phenomenal. And also to be at Harvard as a Nigerian, as a son of Nigerian parents, to say I've been able to go to Harvard and being a teaching position is quite astounding. So yeah, I've been happy with that.
That's incredible, and we look forward to seeing what other dreams come true as well. Like, looking forward to hearing what's next in that particular journey. But we're talking about here and now. Rap Science came out this year, and Chinonso, I've got you on the line too. We're loving your solo stuff, and a big fan of one of your previous bands as well. Tell us about you guys working together.
It's something that's just been really
easy to do from the first time we met. I reckon 2016, thereabouts. Yeah, I always think about musicians as making music first and foremost for other musicians, and I reckon Masbo Q is definitely one of those musicians you make music for, and you kind of like, you like when he gives that nod, like, yeah, that's cool. And I think it's mutual. So working together has always been a joy.
Oh, that's so good. And how did you guys, were you both like kind of having a conversation being like, well, you know, would you like to work with me? Or would you like to work with me? Yeah, I would like to. How did it come about?
I forgot how it even started. I just remember I went through a huge Fela Kuti phase, and I found, I think I was Googling something. I was like, I found a covers band in Auckland that played Fela Kuti. I was like, it was the same thing ever. They were called EJB Pleasure Club. So I was like, I went and saw them play at Altair Center, and I was like, not only that, like, the leasing is not good. Dude, you know what I'm saying? So,
and not only that, but he's also amazing.
Yeah, he's also good. Like, the notes I heard him hit, I was like, yo.
RIP at Jebu Pleasure Club. That was one of the great bands to watch. And just a quick aside, when I had Golden Dawn, I don't remember how many people were in that band, but there was definitely more than should have been fit on that one tiny little stage. But I'm stoked to see you two working together. This is just beautiful. And I guess Rap Science, we'll get to the track in a second, but what was the genesis of the album Rap Science?
Yeah, so it actually came off the back of that sort of content episode that I talked about, because that brand was taken off for me and forming a kind of unique brand identity online. I figured it would be a good idea to leverage that with my music to sort of connect the two and to win some people over. And so what I did, I basically just started creating music that embodied a lot of the concepts that I'll discuss on my social media. That was coined the science of rap. And so, like, all of the tracks off that album have science-y titles, either scientific subjects or scientific concepts.
Yeah.
And then in each of them, I wouldn't actually discuss the concept. I would just use the concept in a creative way to bounce off it in terms of, like, the flow some kind of pun or some kind of thing.
Yeah, not necessarily rapping about how salty water is exactly, but like, you know, yeah, I get it. Okay, amazing. And is there an element of kind of the name Rap Science a little bit like kind of staring over your glasses at someone who might not have typically taken rap seriously as a genre? Like, just being like, this is a science, this is very valid music that's actually not just, you know, you know, this is a powerful music.
Yeah, I think one of the themes that's definitely come up in the discourse around my work is how rap has been unfortunately seen as the low-hanging fruit of music, and there are a lot of obviously racial connotations around that. But yeah, part of my work is going into dispelling that notion by talking about how technical it can be, but also more importantly, how technical a lot of its practitioners are without necessarily having the theory knowledge. Like, theory is like embodied deep within the culture, and it just comes out very, very naturally. And so to sort of talk about that, and how, look, a lot of the great rappers are doing these amazing things that you exalt in the context of universities and in jazz and classical, but, you know, it's not talked about in rap. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get across.
I mean, you would have thought that when Wu-Tang started having chess battles, people would sort of start to get on board, but never mind. That's amazing. So let's get to the juicy bit. So Torque, TORQUE, if anyone's listening along at home wants to go listen to it, tell me about this tune, maybe a little bit from both of you.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about Cajon, the song that inspired it?
Right. So it was the very first single of my EP called Nuts and Chardonnay. And it's a song that talks about the idea of home and how basically you're connected to it no matter where you find yourself, no matter where you are, and there's no escaping that. And unsurprisingly, I made it at Hughes Studio, Masbo Q's studio. So and it's been, what, how many, 2-3 years now?
Yeah,
since that. And I remember one time when, I guess, beginning phases of what then turned out to be Talk, when MySpace was like, check this out. And he played it to me, and I just thought, wow, bro. Wow, it's really, really beautiful to see all the other layers that, you know, it could morph into that little idea. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as Nonso came with that, the melody on the bass line, he starts singing to me. I was like, yeah, this down the line, it's going to be a hip hop tune at some point. because I love the bass line and I love the melody that he came up with. I'm like, I'm going to have to work that in there. But I think the theme of home was one that struck me quite deeply, especially like it created this tension. Just because like home and identity is something I've struggled with for quite a long time, because of my sort of the intersections of my identities. I thought it would be an interesting way to work through that, to write a song that, you know, is about the idea of like knowing your home and being comfortable in your home and being like, oh, am I, you know, and what is that home for me? And using, you know, the song to wrestle with that. And the reason why it's called Talk, obviously, number one, there's the superficial pun of talk versus talk, like real talk. But then there's the idea of talk in the science term, which is a rotational force that keeps the subject on the outside and never going into the center. And that's kind of how I feel in the different ways that I try to relate to things like hip hop. Yeah. I always feel like I'm on the outside of hip hop, or even my Africanness. Sometimes I feel like I'm on the outside. I'm never quite, and you know, I'm circling it, and I'm, you know, I'm doing things adjacent to it, but I'm never really getting to the core. So, discussing that kind of idea over the song that Nonso wrote was poetic for me. So that's why I think it came together quite smoothly.
Oh, damn! That is a very, very beautiful description. Thank you very much. A sort of less meaningful question perhaps to follow up that beautiful response, but in terms of how you approached each other about the song, like Masbo, did you basically steal the bass line and then just play it to him, or did you ask?
I think I kind of alluded to the fact that I would do it at some point, but I think in terms of when it came up, it was just like, hey man, check this out, and I'd already made it.
Yeah. I don't have to release it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you flipped out and you loved it.
But it was definitely one of those moments where you just I felt really it felt like the highest form of flattery, you know what I mean? Like it's just I'm so happy that you connected with it enough to run with it. So,
yeah.
And that kind of like voice recording, it sounds like a phone call at the end. That was a genuine response from Chinonso to the song. Yeah. Like when I first, I gave.
Oh, you would then do that, didn't you?
Yeah. I sent him the demo, and then he actually sent that voice note back as a genuine response to it. And I was like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna put this on.
it sounds like Nonso, you're surprised that's on there. Yeah. Next time, you'll ask. It's fine. This is brilliant. And so you're finalists for the Silver Scrolls. This is obviously like a really wonderful spotlight. What's happening next in the world of Masbo Q?
I've got a couple of really cool shows coming up. I've got an Artist for Congo show, so that's actually this Thursday or this Friday, where a few artists are coming together to raise some money for obviously the situation in East Congo.
Where's the show at?
That show's at Double Whammy.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's the Others Way that's happening at the end of November.
Yes,
and then Orm on New Year's Eve and Festival of Lights on the 2nd.
Damn! Oh, in New Plymouth.
Yes.
Ah, amazing. And what about you, Chinonso? You got any performances of your own coming, or you?
Yeah, there's a single that's slated for next month.
Okay.
And I've been working on putting up a couple of, just a few pop-up soul gigs. So just a little intimate style thing with some good friends that I've been working with over the years, David Shevards and Michael Howell. So
we're going to
be jamming. Posters should be out pretty soon. The first one's going to be on the 14th of November, and there'll be other dates popping up in the future.
Is this
as well,
in a secret apartment show? Am I imagining that?
It's not a secret apartment show, but it's going to be something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's inspired heavily by the secret apartment show style.
All right. Love it.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, people at home are going to be like kind of like clutching the sides of their couch, being like, I want to hear this damn song. So I'm going to play it, and we wish you the best of luck at the Silver Scrolls Wednesday the 29th of October. That is happening at the Isaac Theatre Royal in Ōtautahi. Are you two heading down?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I got my fingers crossed for you. No shade to the others, of course. but I got to interview you guys, so awesome. Okay, well, here it is. This is Talk from Masbo Q and Chinon. So from the album Rap Science, check out the whole album, and it's absolutely wicked, and check out one of the shows as well. Thank you very, very much for the chat, and we will see you around. Nice to chat.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's time for some real talk. Yeah. I always had stratospheric visions, gassing myself to fly out the atmosphere that I lived in. Nigerian home, so the cabin pressure was hitting. At times it was a mission to navigate those conditions. And like, my attitude started dipping. Like, enough with all of that aviation word is in my figure, you get the image. I needed to spread my wings and travel at Mach 10 directly into the winds of change. Fast forward up to this distant age, a lot of life is different, but much of it's the same. The plan for glitz and fame is a bit delayed. I'm beginning to think, wait, have I missed the train? The ticket's paid. It's not like on my platform I sit and wait. I slide on these tracks raw every freaking day. Still my dreams losing steam as it drifts away. That'll drive anyone a bit crazy. It's a locomotive of sorts, comprende? Social media promos made me a sensei. Now the music goes slow like Ken's Huddle can wave. Hadouken. Maybe it's a skill issue, but you can win a Pulitzer and niggas will still diss you. Look, I'll be real with you, I'm nilled if you. Even my ink spills reveal I am not in a guild with you. I'm 6 mil kilometers over hills from you. And that's when I'm only being chill with you. You know the drill. I just got some Ritalin pills issued. Now I'm tranquil, grieving the life I could've had. Damn. Wait a minute. You neurotypicals never told me how badly it slaps to not have to procrastinate or lapse to distractions. Scrolling screens or overdose on dopamine just to manage thoughts. I could've been an astronaut. Discover mathematics laws as an afterthought. Taught quantum gravity courses like Planck or Hawkins or Schrodinger. I know this for fact, I'm sure. Now let me give perspective to this babble. There's lines of identity I perpetually straddle. It's Drizzy and Dot. When at it, I reflected on the angle that perhaps I'm not the Kendrick in this battle. Cause if I'm tangential to every culture, who gon' co-sign me? There's an irony to hip-hop being the home I seek. Cause even with 3 different passports, it feels like a club that I pulled up to with no ID. And I can hear him from the door singing, he not like we. Story of my life, and here's a plot I read. In Igbo land, I'm on Yorcha. In Yoruba, on Yibo. New Zealand, I'm Toiwi. In Mexico, I'm Gringo. In London, I fit in until they listen to my lingo. When it comes to Asia, them folks just call me insults. Aussie, they say, who's guest? USA, Australian. Could migrate to another world, I'd still just be an alien, huh? When I'm rapping, they say I'm faking it. But if I use my accent, huh, now we don't relate to it. So I'll stick to my habit, and really I'm okay with it. Cause no matter your action, somebody will defecate on it. Oh my god, that was cynical. Nah, it's actually what I'm feeling though. I just needed one song where I could let it all out. Anyway, let me sing this chorus.
You can go on and on. Yeah.
not. Not. So when you go to an Omonda meeting and you give a speech, especially if it's heartfelt, when you're done, the response is usually, no, you're welcome. Yeah, it's to say it was a journey for you to go through all of those emotions and arrive at the destination of the thing that you were saying. So one that, no.